This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, pastor here at Radio Mission, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Algiers. We're located in Walker, Louisiana now, and our mailing address is Radio Missions or the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. And I wish you would write me. I wish you'd sit down and write. Maybe you heard me for the first time. Some of you bound to be hearing us for the first time. Just drop me a note. Just drop and get one of them little old picture postcards and drop it in the mail. I know the mail just went up another nickel or whatever, but you write me. And if not, call me. My phone is area code 225-664-8658. And I'll be glad to hear from you. Let's get back to our study. We're looking there at the faith of Moses' mother and father. And by faith, they built that ark. By faith, they put that child in it. By faith, they put it out there in the Nile River. Oh, it wasn't just a little stream. This is a Nile River. God told them to do it. They believed God and done what they obeyed him. Did you know it's far better to obey than to sacrifice? That's what the prophet told Saul, wasn't it? Old Saul came back from down, was supposed to destroy all everything living down there in one of the cities. And he came back home and the prophet said, Saul, what means all these sheep are blatant and all this stuff? He said, well, the people wanted all of the best stuff to sacrifice when they come back. And I brought the king up here. And he said, Saul, that wasn't what the Lord told you to do. He told you to destroy every living thing. He said it's far better to obey than to sacrifice. Now, my friend, I wish we'd get that through our noggin. Just get it through our head that it's far better to obey. Are you obeying the Lord? When the Lord impresses upon you, I have folks who never give a nickel to this work. They sit here in the chapels. They sit there at the mission places. They hear the radio broadcast and enjoy them. They enjoy the broadcast. They never realize it costs money, and it does. Are you squandering God's money, my friend? If you are, you're disobeying God. The Bible says the tithe is the Lord. Well, I just won't give no preacher my money. I just won't give no preacher my money. Well, my friend, no preacher. This preacher don't get your money. I'll tell you that up front. I don't get your money, but we take every nickel that comes here, every penny. The Lord has moved hearts all across this nation, even around the world, to send us a few dollars now and then. And it's enough to keep these broadcasts on the radio. So I asked you to do that, would you? I'm sure when they put that little ark into that water, ever kind of demon out of hell questioned them. What in the world are they going to do? That thing is full of alligators and crocodiles, and the darkness is coming on now, and those crocodiles be moving about, those lilies and flags out there in the night looking for food, and they'll tear that baby all to pieces. But by faith, they believed. By faith, they acted. By faith, they trusted. By faith, they rested. By faith, they believed that God would do what he said he would do. Now, that's not what we need here in my life, in your life, out yonder in the radio land, there where you live. We need that faith in God's living word, to believe God's word. The Lord never speaks to you or me. No. I have folks tell me, well, the Lord told me no. Lord didn't tell you. Unless it was written down on the holy pages of God's Bible. I read where Brother Spurgeon, one of our great old preachers, was going up to his pulpit one morning. The lady caught him by the shirt sleeve and said, Pastor Spurgeon, the Lord gave me a message for you. He said, lady, the Lord gave me a message for you. And he said, for you to sit down and shut up. Do you know we need pastors like that today that'll take a broomstick up their back? What would your pastor do if some woman said, well, you know, Pastor, the Lord wanted me to preach next Sunday. What would your pastor tell him? Well, all right, I don't want to offend nobody. No, sir, not the Old Trailblazer. Not the Old Trailblazer. No, sir. I told you this little incident. Maybe it won't hurt to tell it again. I was in the bookstore one morning, early Saturday morning, down in New Orleans, and this lady came in. I knew she was a reverend. They take pride in calling themselves reverend this and reverend that. And we were talking about it, and I just mentioned to her that she had no grounds for preaching. The Bible easily condemned women preachers, and she, you know, got upset with me a little bit. About that time, an elderly black gentleman walked in the door. I knew him before. I knew he was a preacher. And I said, Pastor, would you just tell this lady that there's no such a thing as a woman preacher in God's Word? It doesn't allow a woman to preach. And he took his old black hat off and kind of wrung it in his hands a little bit. And he said, "Good God Almighty, Trailblazer," I said, "if we didn't have these women preachers, these godly women preachers, we wouldn't have nothing." And I turned around and walked back into my office and shut the door and cried, "Lord, help us. Lord, help us." Now it's so more prevalent today than it was then. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry now, men and their wives, co-pastors. Co-what? Pastor? Oh, I tell folks, once you can become the husband of one wife, you may get to be a preacher. Oh, there's other qualifications, too. But to be a husband of one wife, you got to be a man, ain't you? Well, all this same-sex marriage now, I guess now they can justify that. But the Lord doesn't justify. He meant, my friend, he meant one man and one woman to be married together, to be a husband and a wife. And he meant for the husband to be the head of the house and the woman not to usurp authority over that man. And I'll just stay with that till the day I die. And I'll get off of that now and get back to our study. I don't imagine Moses' mama had anything to do with this. I imagine the dad of the home said, "We're going to take this baby down there and put it in that ark." "Oh, no, you can't take my darling." "Yes, we can." I don't believe she said that. I believe they believe God's word. I do. Now, let's look at this thought. There they were in the land of Egypt. There wasn't no Sunday schools, no Bible class. Or did the children learn the truth in their homes? Oh, I'm coming to see more and more that every home under the membership of this church should be a home where the Bible is taught 7 days a week. Not to depend on a little 30-minute Bible school on Sunday morning or a little 45-minute message. No, the modern-day Sunday school is one of the most detrimental things the souls of men that ever have today. It is. It's used to damn folks to hell by Satan. And I know here in our Sunday school, we use nothing but the Bible. We don't use study helps. We don't use denominational headquarters, periodicals and all that with pictures of Jesus and all of those. So we don't use that. Our folks take the Bible and they read those Bible stories just like this one here about Moses. And then they tell those children, drilling into their heads that God wanted Moses to be put out there in that little ark. And listen, let's go on. You may say we have 200 families or so listen to this broadcast regular. Well, just think of the cost it would cost to build all those Bible classes if our people would come at one time. But in homes, you could do that on a regular basis. It'd be a regular thing. But listen, where should we teach the scriptures? Where should we teach the scriptures? Paul said to Timothy, "By your grandmother and your mother, you learned the scriptures in your youth, and that made you wise unto salvation." That's 2 Timothy 2:15. And we have come now as a people today to depend on the church to furnish such teaching for 30 minutes when we should have at least an hour, hour and a half of Bible class every day in your home. When you sit there, father and mother, with your Bibles and teach your own family the Word of God, will you do that? You're the best teacher they'll ever have, my friend. You will. If you let them get out from under there without learning the Scripture, they'll become heathens and all of those things, and they'll be down at the dope peddling place before you know it. Before you know it, our court system is overrun now. It just overrun by juvenile delinquents because they're smoking dope and buying and selling and peddling and fighting and killing all of those things. But listen, I'll tell you something else. It's not the church's business to have to furnish a social life for our young children. I have people call me wanting me to sell T-shirts so they have a car wash and give all the girls and the boys a T-shirt. No, we don't do that. No. It's the father's business to teach the children, the mother's business. And we're not going to build some large gymnasium here with a swimming pool where they can strip off half naked, ball courts, billiard hall, and all those things. No. Dance hall where we see the average big church now. You'll see that big gymnasium back there. And what'll they do there? Play ball. And you'll take those boys and girls in your homes and teach them the way of life in God's Word. And then live with them. Play with them. I don't care if you have to work. I don't care what your business is. Take time out. How many of us today would like to recall some of those days that we lost? Then there's where you teach them to give. That's what we got started on this subject. Folks, don't give a nickel. No, don't give a nickel and then enjoy the benefits of the blessings of God. The Bible says, will a man rob God? Yeah, ye have robbed me with tithes and of offering. And I, like I told you, some old jackrabbit will jump up and say, well, I'm giving my money to no preacher. Well, the preacher don't want your money. If he's honest and truthful and getting out the gospel, he don't want your money. No. You can take your money and go to hell with it. But I asked you folks here, my folks, I call you my folks. You coming down to the end of life. You know that if you are. Just make out your will that your money or part of it will come here to Radio Missions to get out the gospel. It'll be preaching long after the dirt's falling in on your grave. That's right. That's right. And then we can go through that old cemetery later on. Say, there's a mother. Mother sent her inheritance here, which is still preaching for. Still preaching. Wouldn't that be great? I praise the Lord for it. Let the money keep preaching, my friend. Folks are doing that all over the country. And I do wish you would write me and let me hear from you that you are listening. And don't get mad with the old Trailblazer. Sometimes I may step on your toes a little bit. I asked you in our last study to call me or write me. I'll send you that book on the depths of Satan. Satan's a good old devil. Satan's a good, he's a gentleman, my friend. He wears a Hart Schaffner mark suit. He don't wear no dungarees and blue jeans. No, sir. And he's a gentleman. He's a gentleman. And if you would, write me. I'll send you that booklet. And I'll send you a packet of books to give out if you'd like to, tracts. If you'd like to do that kind of thing, ask the Lord to make you a worthy vessel, my friend. Are you just sitting there dying, going, getting older and grayer every day, and not have anything? You get company come in and say, well, look, folks, I got a little booklet here by old Shelton down there. I'd like for y'all to read this little booklet, or by the old Trailblazer. And have that handy there where you can hand it to him. Don't just be a bump on a stump the rest of your life. You say, old Trailblazer, you're just an old coot. No, I'm not. I'm trying to get you to be blessed. Blessed by praying and working in God's vineyard, my friend. The Bible says to be up and about our Father's business. Are you doing that? Are you doing that, my friend? Can you, when you get to heaven, will you have anything to show that you have done anything? You supporting a radio broadcast? You giving out the booklets? You going to see the sick? Are you ministering to the feeble? Are you doing anything, my friend? Are you cooking a meal and taking it down the road to one of your neighbors who's suffering terminal cancer? Are you doing anything? Oh, the old Trailblazer stirred up, my friend. I wish you would write me. My mailing address is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. But my website, radiomissions.org. And then if you go there and look, you can see what time the old Trailblazer comes on. You can click on it 24/7. But remember, I love you and I pray for you. Goodbye and God bless you.
Snow.